Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Plaster City by Johnny Shaw, performed by Scott Merriman. For Bob Hunt. The Imperial Valley represented in this novel is an entirely fictional version of a real place. While Plaster City, California, and the other desert towns depicted do exist, the real Plaster City, Indio, Thermal, and La Quinta, bear little similarity or resemblance to the ones in this book, beyond shared locations on the map. As I've stated in previous works, a hometown is like a younger brother. You can tease him, knock him around, and give him a hard time, but you'll always love him and stand up for him. I might take some liberties and do some name-calling, but this novel was written with the greatest respect and admiration for the people of the Imperial Valley. Part 1. 1. Seja Carneros hit me so hard, he broke his watch on my head. His thick fist cranked my jaw and loosened my molars, but it was his chunky fake Rolex that did the real damage. You get what you pay for. The cheap Malaysian knockoff shattered on impact. Shards from the watch face tore my skin. The minute hand pierced my cheek. I didn't know people still wore wristwatches. As the old saw says, you really do learn something new every time you get punched in the face. Here's another pearl of wisdom. When walking through a door, make sure there isn't a giant Mexican with one eyebrow and a vicious haymaker on the other side. A crucial life lesson. My next educational tidbit came as a straight jab to the bridge of the nose that jellied my legs and drained a sinus load of brain juice down the back of my throat. The sour taste of all the weird ick that lived in my head brought back the worst kind of memories. All the fights I'd ever lost. It tasted like humiliation and defeat. More literally, it tasted like pickling brine. Seja stood 6 feet away when I stopped backpedaling and the stars quit spinning around my head. I gulped down more vinegar, feeling a tooth go down with it. The big ape panted from his two-punch combo, hands on knees. He let a line of spit trail to the ground, keeping his eyes more or less on me, too drunk to fully focus. I had no idea why Seja cold-cocked me. I couldn't remember doing anything to piss him off. Hell, the last time I had seen him was over a month before at our buddy Lansing's Mormon wedding. If something had happened then, beyond sneaking into the parking lot to take pulls from a much-needed bottle of Southern Comfort, I would have known.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?